boys were all driven by acetylene in my days. We used to have acetylene bottles, like big CO2 bottles, you know, great big heavy bottles in the boys, and they were accumulators, and there was the acetylene was produced in these, and it used to go up to a flasher unit on the thing, which was a flame that was developed by the Swedes. They were very clever with these things, and these flashers used to go, and this was one of our main jobs, was going around relighting these. There's a little burner in there, and puffs of gas used to come out, and that's what gave the boy its character. That's what gave it its light. It was magnified up with a lens. And we often were sent out regularly. It was a point of honour then that if a boy went out, we sailed immediately, whatever, to go and repair it. And that was when I was a junior officer. My job, you have to jump on the boy and climb up this thing, bouncing around, and then try and relight the light. We used to get them relit in most cases. Sometimes they'd run out of gas, in which case we had to put a temporary bottle on them until the boy could be picked up by the ship and recharged. But I can remember coming all the way from Harwich once to relight the bridge boy. We'd gone up to Harwich for some reason to pick up some stuff, and the bridge boy was blown out, and we had to come all the way down to the bridge boy, which is a big boy off the entrance to the channel, by the Needles Lighthouse there. We came down there, and it was a filthy night. I had to go in there and jump on this boy and open it up. And all it had been, a little bit of charcoal had fallen in the burner and put it out, so we flicked it out and put the match to it away. So we came all that way for a match, which was, you know, that's what happened all the time. That's how they are. Now they're operated electrically. They have batteries, and they have solar cells, you know, photovoltaic cells, which recharge the batteries, and they're very small, lightweight lights, which are very effective. But that's technology. We were living with almost 19th century technology, early 20th century technology, when we used to look after the gas boys. But they've all gone now. They're all electric.